telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. Hour number two of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Tuesday, November 14th, 2023 edition. Have you been outside? Did you go outside this morning and take a big, deep breath of that clean, crisp, beautiful northern Michigan air? Didn't it just smell better? The swamp in Lansing is out of session. Our freedoms are being kept. Our liberties are being maintained. We are not being taxed to death. We're not getting violated by our elected officials in Lansing. They are done. Downstate Kim texting in during the break. Is not 3 days a week, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, with mid-November to almost mid-January already part-time? Well, actually, if you look at the research that State Representative DeBoyer included in the resolution, they were only in session and voting 54 session days last year in 2022. Now, granted, it was an election year. And, of course, they all had to run for elections. They had to win their August primaries to go on to win the November general election. They had to get elected state representative, state senator, and, of course, governor, secretary of state, attorney general. Midterm elections last year. Come on, Randy. We have to maintain our power. We got to keep the best job we've ever had in our entire life. People introduce us as the honorable state representative so-and-so, the honorable state senator so-and-so. Honorable? How about public servant? You are actually a slave to the people that put you in office. You are a servant, sir, ma'am. We are your boss. Well, they feel that this now is an opportunity to expose the fact that they have been actually part-time. And DeBoyer says we need to formalize it. This is a potential for them to start talking about it. And in the resolution put up says that they will be in session for no more than 150 days beginning in 25-26. That's after next year's presidential election when they all get sworn in on January 1st of 2025 because we will have new state representatives in Lansing. He said, let's do 150 days total. That's it. Personally, I like 90 better, but I want to make sure that it's calendar days, not legislative potential days, because we're already there now, so it's got to be calendar, but the story doesn't state that. Well, we're going to dig into this. I'm going to reach out to Representative DeBoyer, see if they'll come on the show to talk about it. Well, if, in fact, this resolution is adopted, they would start working toward part-time legislature time. And as required by law, the change would have to be submitted to a ballot during the next general election. Statistics shows that in many ways the legislature operates in Lansing on a part-time basis already, with the number of times they've actually met, DeBoyer said. We may also soon be set to enter into a stretch with very little, if any, legislative activity based on the Democrats losing two seats this past Tuesday. So we'll continue this conversation. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. We're going to talk with him next. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two on this Tuesday, November 14th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers. Joining us in this time slot every Tuesday, Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord, is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
What is on your mind this morning?
Boy, I tell you, there's lots going on. It's hard to I'm in the barbecue business, right? So now somehow I find myself in this world of having to watch what happens in our political realm. I never used to be involved in any of that. And now, of course, standing up against the government and our governor has sort of placed me in this interesting position of really being more and more curious about the nonsense that is coming out of Lansing since the nonsense of early 2020. Day after day, it seems like there is more just malarkey that's coming out of Lansing. And I guess if there's anything to look forward to of them having a month and a half off or nearly 2 months off, is
right.
that maybe we won't have to hear some of this stupid stuff that they're trying to pass.
Well, with them going officially out of session today and not coming back until January 10th, I just described how they're going to be able to enjoy deer hunting, Thanksgiving, Christmas shopping, the holidays, New Year's. I don't care. They can be hung over from drinking too much on New Year's Eve, and they have 9 days to recover before they can get to Lansing on January 10th. And then they're going to gavel in, and I suspect, Ian, with the two Democrat state reps getting elected mayors in Warren and Westland, I think the Speaker, Democrat Joe Tate's not going to actually move any legislation until after the special election in May of next year.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. And two things that I want to point out right now. Coming into November of 2020 and the second wave of COVID that was coming after us.
Yep.
These are nearly the same people. And actually, they were Republican majority at the time, decided to end their legislative session, go on their Thanksgiving and Christmas break without giving any restaurants or any more unemployment or any kind of guidance when shutting down the restaurants again. This is why I take issue with both sides of the aisle on this. There was a lot of leadership that was sorely lacking in 2020, especially in the end of 2020.
Yes.
But these people went on vacation and left us all flapping in the wind. Also, we the people, the taxpayers, pay their salaries. How many of us that are paying their salaries get to take a two-month vacation?
Right.
Exactly. It's nonsense. It's yep. absolute nonsense.
Yep. Well, I just described it. You know, they get paid $6,000 a month. They get per diems for their travel expenses. You know, even dinners and things that are quote-unquote official business, they get reimbursed for. I mean, and we, the taxpayers, are paying for all this. And here's the other component to it. They're moving up our presidential election primary for February 27th. All of the clerks now are scrambling, trying to figure out how they're going to accomplish 9 days of early voting. We had our monthly meeting last night, Torch Lake Township Hall, for the Antrim County Conservative Union. And I had to go in and get the key to the building because our meeting started at 7 o'clock at night. They're, of course, all gone. And the clerk, I heard her literally in getting the key from the treasurer, I heard the clerk talking, begging, pleading with a poll worker to work 9 days early voting starting February, get this, okay, February the 18th. February the 18th. We don't even know for sure exactly who's going to be on the ballot just yet. Jocelyn Benson claims Trump will be on the ballot. But they don't even have poll workers, which is required now by our state constitution, Ian, because of the Proposal 2 last year.
Yeah, it's a little bit ridiculous. And this is exactly the same sentiment that our county clerk here in Otsego County has given to our county commissioners. That is just one component of many with the new drop boxes, then instituting surveillance of those drop boxes. Just one thing in the myriad of many, many, many things. And you can disagree or agree with those decisions to do those things or not. That's a different story. But
right.
trying to do them so quickly in such a fashion that's going to really have an issue with how voter turnout and how these things are going to happen. And that may be part of the plan.
Well, here is the other aspect of it heading into the presidential year. And I've been noticing more and more people wearing masks, more and more people falling into that trap. And now the TV commercials that are just inundating my football games, my college games on Saturdays, and the pro football that I choose to watch at my own time. And these commercials are just inundating us with everything about these vaccines, these new vaccines, the flu vaccines, getting, you know, two of them at the same time. You know, we've got NFL tight end that's dating Taylor Swift now. You know, they're paying him $1.8 million to do this one commercial for Pfizer where he shows his arm with two Band-Aids on it. I mean, what is that all about?
It's stupid.
Totally stupid.
I can't do anything but laugh at how stupid all of this is. The propaganda that's wrapped around all of it. The folks that are still choosing to believe in this entire narrative. Also, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but the FDA just ruled that there are a bunch of medicines that they're pulling off the market, Mucinex, Sudafed, some of these other things that they now say they have no proof that they actually work. So there's some interesting timing with the removal of some of these Sudafed, Mucinex products off the market and obviously coming into flu season, and I guess we're just going to call it COVID season again. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Now, is there been any notifications, rumblings, anything in the food industry that is causing you alarm, concerns heading into the holidays at this point, or are they basically kind of quiet on that front?
You know, it seems like it's pretty quiet on that front. You know, the biggest concern that we have up here in northern Michigan is going to be our weather and what our weather is going to turn out to be for this winter. They're talking about super El Nino or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, that's for us in a tourist community, especially the weather. We're so dependent on that snowfall over the wintertime. Last year was a very interesting winter season. Tons of snow and then a lot of rain. Tons of snow and then a lot of rain. It wasn't the worst season that we've ever had,
right.
but it'll be interesting to see what you know happens. And the narrative that will come along with that is going to be climate change, which they will then use and turn into climate disaster, climate crisis, which they're then going to roll into this energy package that they put out and all this other nonsense that we're hearing about solar farms and wind
yep.
power and all this nonsense. It's just it's been disproven that it, none of it works, but yet we want to seem to double down on it here in Michigan. It's mm-hmm. just, man, it's
yeah.
Thank goodness they are taking a vacation.
Right. Amen to that. Well, one thing that I noticed when I went over and watched and participated in the Planning Commission meeting in Belknap Township on Thursday and how they just ramrodded that special use permit through for DTE. I believe it was 785 acres for solar farms consuming good producing agricultural land and gave them the special use permit with very little conditions. But they tied it into what happened the day before on Wednesday, November 8th, on the passage of House Bills 5120, 5121. One of the county commissioners who was an ad hoc member of the Planning Commission questioned the attorney in front of the crowd, well, didn't what happened yesterday in Lansing force our hand, and now we have to give them their special use permit? And it was a total joke. It was a dog and pony show, and they did not listen to the over 250 people that were there, and many of them spoke in public comment against the approval. Guess what, Ian? They went ahead and did it anyway.
Yeah, not surprising. And this is why, if anybody hasn't paid attention to what happened in Green Township with the Goshen plant and everything, where they removed the entire county commission board, they recalled every single one of those folks. That is what you have to do in situations like this. I know they're trying to take away local control, but there is still a remedy for a majority of these things that are coming down.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's all going to be challenged in court when it goes into effect. The governor will be signing it. It will not have immediate effect because they didn't get the six Republican state senators to vote to give it immediate effect. But I believe the Michigan Township Association, the Michigan Association of Counties, the Michigan Municipal League, and even some private citizens I talked to a couple of folks, contacted me the next day after my show when I gave the field report, and they said they are working to put together a group of landowners that abut up to Akiak and Belknap townships where these solar farms are going to be erected. And they're talking about hiring an attorney collectively together as a group. And I might want to talk to you about David Delaney, if that's something he might entertain, or David Coleman from the Great Lakes Justice Center. They need representation, and so I need to start vetting some attorneys to give them reference to, referrals to.
Yeah, what you need to look out for is the commission and the formation of these commissions, similar to the Capitol Commission that recently banned guns for legislators, right? When you look at the constitutionality of something specifically, you want to look and see how that commission is created. There's a public service commission, I believe, that was created in order to oversee these solar and wind projects.
Yep.
That may be where the constitutional question comes in, is the formation of that commission and therefore the power that is being delegated to that commission.
Right, absolutely. Well, with this scenario, too, on the local level, before we get to those bills, actually Senate bills 271 through 274 that establish that, giving only local municipalities one bite, possibly two bites at the apple, if you don't approve it, well, then it's going to go to the Michigan Public Service Commission, where the governor appoints those people anyway. This whole thing is just garbage, and it's being railroaded through because of Whitmer and their agenda.
Right, and we haven't even discussed about the toxicity of solar panels, the environmental impact, and the carbon footprint that is required, right? This is what these people are always about, is the carbon, right? That's the entire point, is remove the carbon from the atmosphere, get rid of fossil fuels, replace them with, quote, renewable, quote, clean energy. That is not true whatsoever. There's no such thing as clean energy. To have a discussion about energy in Michigan without the use of severe nuclear power, building nuclear, this is a totally erroneous conversation to even have.
Yep.
There is so much land that is required for both wind and solar. There is so much cement that is required for wind. It's insane. Not to mention the impact on the environment with birds. But the chemicals that go into photovoltaic cells are so toxic.
Yep.
No.
According to the DTE guy that spoke, they're only made up of glass, aluminum, and silicon.
Yeah,
there's absolutely no rare earth minerals in there at all.
That is absolutely wrong. I did a podcast on this about a month or so ago. Mackinac Center for Public Policy has a couple of wonderful articles about, well, they talk about what's the levelized cost of energy, which is this metric that is flawed, wildly flawed, to show falsely how wind and solar outpace nuclear and fossil fuels. It's just... we know that it's been conjured up from the beginning, and now it's starting to unravel. I think some of the wind and solar stocks are taking a hit already today.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Well, folks, as you can tell, he's not just a great barbecue guy putting out a great product. Vicki and I totally enjoyed that full slab of ribs that you sold us the other night on our way back on Friday. And, man, that cherry wood that you smoke with, brother, is unbelievable.
Yeah, it does something different. You know, that's what sets us apart. So many barbecues use a mesquite or something different, or a hickory wood. We use cherry, low and slow, gives it just that hint of sweet, combined with our barbecue sauce and our rubs. It's good stuff.
Good stuff. Excellent. And the hours, again, heading into the holidays?
Most days we're open 11 a.m. to 11 p.m.
11 to 11. All right, great. We appreciate it, man. And appreciate you following all this extracurricular activity in the world of politics and being a patriot with us.
Yeah, man, somebody's got to. And if I can help keep one more person informed besides myself, then we've done some good.
Yeah, very good, sir. Excellent. We appreciate you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, brother.
Stay strong. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.